Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
We're talking about Governor Tony Evers' education proposals ahead of his first budget that comes out Thursday. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The across-the-aisle clash over education policy is just one of the budget battles that will loom large for the governor as he works to find compromise with the Republican-controlled legislature. One point we'll get at is this. What do you think of Governor Evers' plans to limit the state's voucher and charter school programs? Do you have kids that attend a private voucher school or charter school, or are you a teacher at one of these schools? Do you worry about Governor Evers' plan to freeze voucher enrollment and suspend charter creation? We're at 800-642-1234. Tweet us WPR Mornings. Molly Beck is a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So in terms of Governor Evers' education policy, let's first look at this issue over private voucher schools and independent charter schools. Mm-hmm. Can you remind us first what private voucher schools are and what the governor is proposing to do with them?
Right. So private voucher schools are schools that are participating in a state program that allows students to attend their private schools using a taxpayer-funded voucher. So every student that a school that's participating in this program receives is receiving a fixed payment per student that comes from state funding, in some cases other school districts' funding. This Milwaukee is actually the first voucher, private school voucher program in the country. It started in 1990. And then back in when Governor Walker first was elected and Republicans took control of the legislature, both were very big supporters of the private school voucher movement, so to speak. And so they passed several expansions of the private school voucher program. They expanded vouchers out of Milwaukee into Racine and then across the state. So these proposals that Governor Evers is proposing would cap the enrollment in all of those programs. So the enrollment would just be frozen.
And
until,
this goes for charter schools as well, which are schools that receive public funding but operate independently of the state's public school system. What is the governor hoping to do with charter schools?
So until 2023, he's hoping that no new charter schools would be created, basically. So his budget would freeze the authorization authority that UW System has the authority to create charter schools, the city of Milwaukee, places like that. He's freezing that authority or wants to freeze that authority until 2023.
Let's take Mark now joining us from Appleton. Mark, hi, go ahead.
Hi. One of the things that I have not heard much conversation about is the accountability piece with voucher schools or charter schools. One thing that I know that the K-12 system is highly regulated and monitored, but I don't hear that same monitoring or regulation going on with the charters and other schools, vouchers.
So Mark, as I think, is asking here, would regulation be a part of education policy in what the governor is proposing here?
Yes, there are some elements to this program, to this plan that he's proposing in his state budget. One would require private schools to have licensed teachers. So right now, that is not a requirement. And if this was to be put into law, all private school teachers who are at schools that accept voucher students would be required to be licensed.
And so these plans would also impact property taxes. Can you tell us about that element?
Right. So the governor's office is expecting some property tax savings by capping the enrollment in these programs. So in the Milwaukee program, they're expecting the state to save about $3 million in 2021. And then in the Racine and the statewide programs, they're expecting about $24.9 million in property tax savings by limiting the number of students that the state would have to pay for.
We're looking at Governor Evers' education policy and what we might see Thursday as part of his first budget. Molly Beck is our guide. She is a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, how have critics responded to Governor Evers' plans for Wisconsin's voucher and charter schools? What have Republicans said about it?
Republicans are not happy about these proposals. Voucher advocates, groups that advocate on behalf of charter schools and private voucher schools, they're certainly not happy about this. Republican legislative leaders have said that they would not support this. So Republicans control the state legislature, and once Governor Evers releases his budget and submits it to the legislature on Thursday, they'll take it and they will rewrite it, basically. And they've indicated they will eliminate all of these proposals.
Well, let's move up into higher education. The governor is proposing that undocumented residents be able to pay in-state tuition at both UW System and Wisconsin Technical College System schools. What do we know about the governor's plans here?
So for the UW system, the governor, like you said, wants to be able to allow people who have entered the country illegally to pay in-state tuition at University of Wisconsin System colleges and universities. He also wants to continue a very long-running tuition freeze that he would fund by adding another $150 million. So that would provide the UW system with money to continue that tuition freeze.
Why do we see that the governor is planning to sustain this freeze?
He has said that he wants to, you know, be able to ensure that people that attending these colleges and universities don't see a spike in how much they're paying for them.
And originally, I mean, it was Republicans who put this in place back in 2013, and it was a freeze that was originally put in place then with Republicans after learning that the system was accumulating big reserves while increasing tuition each year. Mm-hmm. What do we know about those reserves now and how Evers looks at that pot of money?
The plan doesn't address that, but it does provide money to pay for the freeze, essentially. And that's where the controversy over the tuition freeze was born from. Is there was funding cut from the UW system a few years ago, about $250 million under Governor Walker, but the tuition freeze continued. So the UW system wasn't receiving any new money from tuition costs and also wasn't receiving any money from the state. So this is a little bit different because he does fund.
So when we look at Governor Evers' plans for education policy, how do you expect this budget plan to move through the legislature? Is there room for compromise? And if so, where do you see it?
It's a big question, especially on the K-12 proposals, because what he's proposing is basically to undo everything Republicans have done and really championed over the last 8 years. And the reaction to those proposals specifically has been very, you know, just one voucher advocate said that this would end school choice in Wisconsin as Wisconsinites know it. And that's a very strong statement. So I'm not sure that there's going to be a lot of compromise on the proposals themselves. It's possible they might be used as sort of bargaining chips on other things like Medicaid expansion and things, other things that Governor Evers will probably be proposing in his budget. But I've seen Republican leaders saying that these proposals are making it hard for them to go along with any of it.
Molly, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The budget talk doesn't stop here this week. Governor Tony Evers will deliver his first state budget address Thursday at 7, and WPR and WPT will bring you live coverage of the speech. Up next, Mattel has introduced new dolls with physical disabilities. We'll talk with two psychologists about diverse representation in toys and how it affects children. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network.